Good morning. So I thought I would begin with a helpful announcement. Tomorrow is Christmas. Just thought I'd let you know. There's probably no chance that you're going to miss that tomorrow is Christmas. There's decorations that go up early. You know, sometimes people tell me, Father, I wish that the Christmas decorations didn't go up so early. Maybe they would wait till later. And I always tell them, that will never happen. The engine of American commerce is so strong, and so many things are making this engine of commerce so strong and so big that it's never going to go away. It's kind of too important to miss. And so decorations go up quite early, even here at St. Bruno. It's a beautiful thing. I like Christmas. But how different it was at the first Christmas. Because at the first Christmas, it almost didn't happen at all. So many things could have gone wrong. Now, just as the engine of American commerce makes sure that you don't make Christmas, there also was kind of a spiritual engine in the Old Testament as well, kind of waiting for the Messiah to come. And the prophets were foretelling him, and John the Baptist foretold him. There was a lot of engine, a lot of energy around this idea of the Messiah coming. Great expectation, you know, great awaiting. And finally it happens to Mary, and that's the story that we heard in today's gospel. The angel comes to Mary and says to her, yes, after all these centuries of waiting, it's going to begin with you. Hail, full of grace, it's going to happen for you. And it all comes crashing to a halt at that moment. Because Mary turns to the angel and asks a question. She says, how can this be? You can just imagine the angel turning back to God and saying, what do I do now? The human person is asking a question. And God would have said, answer her. Let her know what she needs to know. Because this whole story of the Messiah cannot happen unless the human person understands and especially freely accepts. God is not coercive. God does not force himself on people. He needs our understanding and he needs our free will acceptance. And so Mary understands, and then she says, not my will, and then she says, your will be done. Be it done to me according to your word. A beautiful response. After she understands, and after she freely accepts. That question is really remarkable. How can this be? If you have ever had a question about our faith, you are in good company. Because questions bring you knowledge and bring you wisdom. When I was a kid, my hand was up in every religion class all the time. And look at me now. I work for the company. So Mary asked this really remarkable question. How can this be? By the way, I asked this question this week. How can this be? When Pope Francis put out a new document on blessings, it was a little unsure. I was not sure I would know what it meant. He said, how can this be? Now, I didn't have the angel Gabriel to answer it for me, but I knew where to go for research. I knew where to go to study it. And so this week, I did write an article about it on the new blessings in the Catholic Church, and they're at the doors of the church where all of my articles are, so you're welcome to take a look at that. So Mary, once she understands and once she freely accepts, then the engine of salvation can move forward. But remember, Joseph also is not clear about what's going on. He knows that Mary is pregnant and it is not his child. But the angel comes to Joseph as well. It's not in today's gospel, but in another one. And so the angel comes to Joseph and reassures him as well. That's important. Because for a woman to be with child and not married, the penalty is death. Joseph could have put her to death. But the angel comes and helps Joseph understand, and Joseph freely accepts. That's how important our understanding and our free will is to God in heaven. Nothing happens unless we understand and we freely accept. So we heard it from Mary, we heard it from Joseph, and we have to hear it from you. That each of us has to understand, and each of us has to freely accept to bring this person of Jesus into our life. And so that's why we have all these masses every week and all year long and all the articles, so that we can understand and that we can freely assent to have Jesus be born in our life today. You know, we have this phrase that I hear all the time, have a Merry Christmas. I think it's no accident that that phrase has exactly those words. It's have a Merry Christmas in the present tense. Our celebration of Christmas is not nostalgia. It's not looking fondly back 2,000 years ago to what happened in Bethlehem. It's about having Christmas today in your life, having Jesus be born in a new way into your life to give you the same wisdom and happiness that came to Mary and Joseph. Let us understand and let us freely accept and say, the door is open to the stable of my life, and Jesus, I invite you in. Have a Merry Christmas.